Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I'm Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And y'all, I have a question for you. Have you ever felt like the more you start living in your truth, the funnier people start acting? Yeah, that's what we talk about today. So I'm laughing because I had to get a tag team partner for this one, man. And her face was priceless. Like, I know all about that shit. I am here with 3-time podcast award winner for her podcast, the Dirty Bag Podcast. She's a truth teller. And quite frankly, if I said what I said was in the dictionary, her picture would be on there like this. So, ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Cookie Brown, I am so happy to have you here.
Finally. Thank you so much for having me.
It's about damn time. We've been talking about this. Yeah, we've been talking about this for years. And if you look behind the scenes, it's my fault. Because I knew I wanted to have her on. I'm just like, what topic? And so I don't like just have you on here. And I squandered the opportunity to have Cookie Brown on my show. You know what I mean?
The first time I went to this man's city since I started the podcast, I told him I'm going to be in Atlanta. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. And you were just here.
Yeah, I was there for a whole week. I came down for the Women in Radio brunch. But what I learned is when I be telling folks I'm in their city, I'm going to be in their city, y'all don't be talking about nothing. So I say, let me not even. I'm here for what I'm here for, and that's just going to be what it's going to be. I ain't about to play.
Next time.
I'll be there next month for the Black Effect Podfest.
All right, we'll talk about dates because
you live in Atlanta. How do I be knowing these things going on and you don't?
I be in my own little bubble, you know. I'm really an introvert.
Everybody really in their hometown don't be really paying attention to what be going on. And when somebody go, they like, why you ain't tell me? You're from here.
You like, yeah.
You're supposed to know.
I was like, oh really? You see my face? I was like, oh really? Oh okay.
That's the craziest thing to me.
All right, so. I want to kind of get into this topic with you because I told you off camera, man, like nobody can really that I can think about can really illustrate what we're trying to talk about with this. It's fuck approval and just living in your truth and everything. You seem to do that effortlessly, like the way you live your life. And look, I might be because I'm on the outside, you know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe I don't know. But it seemed like it would appear that you do it effortlessly. So do you feel like you're living in your truth right now?
I'm going to say, yeah. Living in your truth is recognizing life is messy. It's not glamorous. So y'all not seeing me in a studio with soft lights today. I'm literally in my loft trying to get settled in. But so speaking of living in your truth, yeah, I don't have a choice. I don't come from a place where people are normally generally performative. So that world just don't work for me because that ain't where I come from. So yeah, I guess I do live in my truth because I don't know how else to live.
So you've always done it. Like it wasn't something that you just had to learn on your own, that you've always been like that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna necessarily say that. I've always been like the funny comedic person. So my way of covering up the things that are going on in my life is just to make everybody laugh. Because when you're making people laugh, people don't ask questions. As long as you're entertaining people, they don't typically have intimate questions for you at all. So I've gotten away with it by being funny. But after a while, shit ain't funny. And when you drown in trying to entertain everybody else, it's like, okay, I gotta say this, y'all. I'm actually not okay right now. So no, typically I just hide everything in humor. I show up, come around. So I'm not saying I'm not being myself. Being funny is me, but I'm not letting you go past a certain layer. So I used to be that way. But that's the whole purpose of Dirty Bag, is that's a place for me to really put it out there. I was already doing it in my IG stories and lives anyway. So it's like, all right, people be needing testimonies. That's why everybody be out here capping and they can't live in their truth because they think that their truth is the only one that exists. They don't think there's people like them.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, obviously that's the thought behind this podcast here, because look, I ain't thinking I'm going to be sharing all the shit that I be sharing on here. It's still scary for me. Like, people think that I'm so open. Like, oh, but you so open and you share so much. I'll be scared shitless to do it, but I know I have to do it.
I don't know. I don't be feeling like you that open. I feel like you know how to say the right thing. Like, yo, sometimes life is hard and we be going through it and you got to get through it and you got to quit seeking the approval of others. Like, I think you really good with that stuff, but it's really about peeling back. Well, what specifically are you referring to, Jared? What is it that you're seeking approval in? Why specifically is life hard right now? I think that what you're talking about, I mean, I think in the past couple of months, you got real transparent. But yeah, it is hard because you're trying to separate your supporters from people that's just tapping in to get a front row seat to see what's going on with you.
Yeah. See, I love that you noticed that and you called me out on that shit, because you're right. I am selectively open. Like, that's what it is. I'll tell people.
Catchphrase. Life is hard.
Life is so hard, y'all. And then you're like, okay, how is life hard? I'll tell you about that after I get through it. You know what I mean? Like, so
I do agree with that. Okay. So yeah. You just brought up something really good. I think it is important when you're trying to figure out what's happening in the moment to just take your time and decompress and unpack it before you're trying to share it. Because, I mean, if you're not in a place to receive feedback when you're in the middle of a storm, people might say some things that really mess you up. So I think it is good to get through your shit first, because I don't need to tell you everything as I'm going through it, because you ain't going to help. And you're not.
No.
You're
going to have an opinion. Right.
You don't want opinions. When you're trying to navigate your storms, opinions ain't what you want. Support is good, but opinions, y'all can keep that. And you can't stop people from giving their opinions, especially when you're putting your life out there for the public, for public consumption. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. So again, you sit there and talked about how you used to rely as funny as a shield. And then you got to a point where you were like, you know what? I'm fucking struggling. I need to sit there and be boisterous and live in my truth and talk this. What was that point? What was like that point where it hit you, where you're like, this is what I'm going to start doing from now on. And then it became this version of Cookie Brown.
It, giving so much of yourself, and when you get depleted, that's when you really start thinking about being funny all the time. Because there's the deal. When you're showing up for everybody, going to every event, people are, you know, clapping for you. I stop going to things when I need to refill my cup. Anytime I don't show up, it's because I'm filling my cup, because I like to show up. I love to show up. But I had to learn boundaries and that everything ain't for me, even if you want to be supportive. But what I notice is that when I stop going to everything, communication kind of ceases with folks. What I learned with people is sometimes you think you're building a relationship, a friend, they see you as a ticket sale or an invoice. So once you realize that, it's like, oh, so you only rock with me if I'm spending money to come support what you got going on. We don't have a real relationship that can be void of things, situations, and events. We can't just be in each other's life just to be in each other's life without needing to pull something tangible to help our bottom line or our platform. Right. So once you realize that, it's like, man, let me go take care of myself real quick. And the taking care of myself is being honest about what's going on with me. So I slowly go, like, I think like year before, like, well, end of 2023, that's the first time in life I've ever been laid off. So that was a real moment for me. Like, I had just spent like my last $1,000 on a podcast community. And then got laid off like 2 weeks. No, it was less than 2 weeks later. So it was like, I invested in that course because I knew I'm gonna make it back. Rent might be a few days late this month. No, it's gonna be real, real late because you gotta wait for this. You gotta wait. Gotta wait on that final check. It was just a lot.
Yeah,
but that was one of the moments like, ooh, we're gonna have to start having some real, real conversations. Cause year before last, you was talking about how you making the most money you've ever made in your life. You went from that to, I don't have a job.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, am I gonna incorporate this? Am I gonna speak publicly about the fact that I lost my job? And I did. But I had to take a minute to figure out what my next move was gonna be and how I was gonna keep creating. Because the day I got laid off, I went straight to the studio. It was like, all right, this is crazy. I kind of knew it was coming. I'm not mad because I was really over it, but I gotta do something with this energy right now. I took my ass to the studio.
Yeah. I don't think people really get that where you have that excess energy. It's like, I guess like for athletes, it's like pouring in your in whatever sport that you're playing in and everything. But for us, for creatives, it's like, yeah, I'm about to go ahead and put this, because like I'm in the same position right now. It's been about, we getting close to 6 months at the time of this recording that I ain't had a job, and I'm like, look, it has been a struggle. It's been a struggle.
I survived a whole year. A year.
That's crazy.
Year. That's crazy. But you know what? It was also the best thing that could have happened to me. Because while I was during the layoff, it was like, we about to see if you really about this creative life.
Yep.
It's very easy to keep going when everything is great, money's coming in, you're not worried about how you're going to fill your fridge, how you're going to pay your child's tuition, how you're going to keep these lights on, how you're going to make your car payment. It's very easy to create. But when things get tough, especially if your platform is based off truth telling and being open and honest and unpacking your dirty bag and all of that. Okay, so what that mean? That's situational? Oh, sis, you ain't about what you say you about. You got folks coming on your platform pouring their heart out, but then when life gets rough for you, you gonna dip. Now, I do believe in breaks. I'm just getting ready to start up season 4. I took like 3 months, but I needed to really just, I needed a minute to just rethink everything. Like, I ended the year great and started the year great. I ended it with, in 2 months, 2 awards. Mm-hmm. That stuff don't mean shit. When there are internal battles, when you're trying to figure out, okay, where is my mental health right now with everything going on in the world? What's going on with my relationships as my platform changes and I change along with it? Who do I want at my table? Who's just at this table as an opportunist? Who is just sticking around to watch? All of that is very heavy to carry around. And I'm somebody's mama, so I have to make sure there's enough of me to where I'm giving my child the best of me, not the leftovers. So there was a lot going on for 3 months. And I said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do dry January. I'm not drinking. Coming into this new year, I will not drink. That went all the way through mid-February. And I got so much clarity, and I was going through it then. I think in this past week, I'm just now seeing the light at the end of a very long tunnel. Because 2024, when you go through a year being laid off, once you're working again, you still got to play catch up. There's an adjustment period with getting your groove again. So you dealing with that, but also your relationships, with also still trying to create, with also just making sure you're centered.
Yeah.
It's so much.
It's a lot. I like what you said about take this time to evaluate to see if the people that is at your table, are they really for you, or are they about this? And you've talked about this several times before. You talked about it in social media posts before, how people will try to use, because you're award winning, because you're known throughout the Dallas Metroplex area and beyond, that
I'm not even known yet though.
The podcast is global. I mean, it's listened to in countries, right? Okay.
I'm top 5% globally ranked, y'all. Top 5% globally ranked.
Right. We're gonna talk about it.
I didn't know. Yeah. But I mean, I'm still small fish though. On the scale of podcasts, I'm a small fish growing. I'm plumping up.
But we all growing, but you also know that there's people out there that will position themselves just to be aligned with you. So how do you go through that? How do you go through that process of evaluating and removing that? Because that in a sense is approval that you kind of be relying on it because you think that they're your friends. So
yeah.
What I'm doing is. So how do you go through that?
This is essentially, in a lot of ways, I'm still in it. I noticed that people love you as the under. People will root for you as the underdog as long as you stay an underdog. Because underdogs are relatable. But as you start to grow and it's like, actually underdog, but yeah, I does this. Everybody ain't always happy. There are people that will just flat out not clap at all. And there are some that'll force clap. There are some that'll fake it till they can't, till it's clear they're not going to make it. And you can feel it. The thing about me is, as hood as I am, I mean, I'm a reformed church girl, right? very much saved. The Holy Spirit is still up in here lingering somewhere. It might be scraps left over, but I can feel deeply when people's intentions aren't right. I just might push it off. I might ignore it. I might fight against knowing what I know. And it gets to a point where when people stop speaking, when it's your moment, unless they're having a moment as well. Sometimes people will only clap for you as long as they're having a moment, as long as they're shining as well. If you cannot be happy for people when there is no motion and what you got going on, if you have a competitive spirit, I've experienced that. And people think that competition is like just some loud thing. No, it's very subtle, y'all. Competition can happen that when it's a moment for you, somebody calls you up trying to center something that ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on. They're finding a way to talk around everything but your moment. That happened to me a month ago. You know, I've had people get, it's been interesting. And I hate to talk about it sometimes because it feels like bragging and it feels very cocky, but it's like, no, I'm experiencing these things with people that I've not only supported, that I've put on my platform. Let's start there. Who I've tried to center. The big thing about Dirty Bag is I've always wanted to highlight the underdogs. I see people that I think are absolutely dope, but they may not be super active on social media. They haven't really figured out how to get content consistently going, but they are a gem. They're very smart. They're very witty. They're very funny. I'm like, well, come on over here. But sometimes you bringing folks in, you need to evaluate whether or not they really rock with you. Sometimes they don't, but nobody's going to miss an opportunity to attach themselves to something that they feel has motion, even if it's a sliver of motion. Yeah, people will attach. So it's the thing is when you know, okay, this person doesn't rock with me in the way that I want to rock with them. Now it's like, how do I separate myself without there being tension? Because sometimes people think separation is drama. Y'all, it's not. People to realize that we're in a season where we're not in alignment. You can't root for me the way I root for you, or vice versa. Let's just go our separate ways until we grow the fuck up.
Yeah. Some people needed it. No, because they take it as a slight. Like you just totally disrespected them. Like I'm out, you know, now we are sworn enemies at this point. It ain't like that. Yeah. Cause I ain't worried about you.
An event recently, somebody came up to me, and this was somebody that whose name I pitched for the event to be like a vendor. And we hadn't talked in a little bit. The last conversations we had, they were a little dry. Again, it was some weird energy. It was just some energy that called my attention to just take note of. That's it. Like, okay, I see what this is. Walked up to me at this event and said, are we friends today? I said, baby, when did we become enemies? And they mentioned something that I didn't even remember saying. They mentioned something that I had said maybe three conversations ago. And again, three conversations meant like 2 months ago. So that's when I was really confused. I'm like, well, you've talked to me twice. But I said, oh, you're not getting the attention you want from me right now. So you have to create something, some story, some narrative to make yourself feel better. There is nothing but peace and joy over here. I'm doing well. I'm literally still in my winning season. I had some crazy shit go on too, but it was in that moment like, all right, Cookie, you got to be mindful that sometimes you can be supportive. You can give people every tool you have. Sometimes it's not going to be enough. There are other things they want from you that you can't give. And sometimes it could be an unhealthy ass connection. Let's just keep it a buck. But unhealthy attachment issues. But sometimes you can think that you are being the most supportive person in the world. You're doing everything. And people may not have healthy best interest at heart for you. And that's something that I'm unpacking now. Like, okay, I would rather just be quiet and be to myself, which I have for a few months. And you need that sometimes. You need to be alone with your thoughts. Me being sober for 45 days was the best thing I could have ever done to set this year up right, to go in the direction I need to, because I didn't have the distraction of alcohol when I had a shitty day or I was getting weird vibes from somebody. I had to actually sit with my feelings. Why do you move the way you do? Why are you so harped on this being successful first? Why are you worried about this? Why don't you think this is going to work out for you? I didn't have alcohol to, you know, soothe me. I didn't have that blanket. I had to sit with myself. So as I'm unpacking my shit, I was more sensitive to how everybody around me moved. When you don't drink, you real sensitive to some shit. Mm-hmm. You pick up on things that you would normally overlook. You didn't have a choice but to go, oh, this is what type of time we're on. Okay.
Well, Well, see, I take it one better. I wouldn't even just limit it just to alcohol. Whatever your vice is, it whatever will distract you. Because for me, it's like, oh, let me make sure, because I'm a giver. Let me make sure I help people. Let me make sure they good. So I'm constantly on the phone talking to people, reassuring people and everything. So right now, especially in this last couple of weeks, I've been in the season where I need to get my shit together. When that car got repoed, that shit was like, I need control over something in my life. And so I was like, all right, it's going to be this podcast. It's going to be my morning routine to get myself together. It's going to be this podcast. I'm tired of sitting there saying the podcast ain't performing like I wanted to perform. Put in that fucking work and do it. So I was like,
quit helping everybody.
Right, but I stopped talking to people because I'll be on the phone where I'll be having, you know, hour or two conversations with my sister or some of my friends. I'm just like, yo, I still got to get this work done. They're like, yeah, and they keep right on talking. So I had to get
the way people will not unhand you, unhand me.
But I get it because of the interaction and because you know we pouring into each other. I get that, but at the same time,
energy.
It's energy.
That's currency.
Yeah. Yeah. That energy and time is fucking currency.
It's currency.
And so when I decided to sit there and separate, and I was like, it's been like a week and a half, 2 weeks where I've been like minimally on the phone, you know, and everything, but it's me, it's this podcast, and damn, who's my ChatGPT? We together, we sit there talking like it'd be middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up with an idea and I'm just going at it and doing it. And you can see the shift. Like, you can see, like, I got, like, stuff lined up, you know, social media-wise. I'm episodes ahead where instead of me sitting there like, oh, fuck, it's Friday. I know I got a podcast on Tuesday. What am I going to come up with? But I've been there.
I will wing some shit, though. I'll pull it out of my ass. Yeah. That's definitely me. I like the high blood pressure, I think. I don't know. I like the chaos of having to scramble and get some content together. I don't know. Maybe it drives me. It's not healthy, but I do
understand. Yeah. Yeah, look, it scares the fuck out of me. I'm an earth sign. I need stability.
Let's go. I want problems always.
I mean, nervous, but I feel more confident and more relaxed because oh look at me, I'm a few episodes behind up ahead. I got content that's coming out. I got a plan on what I'm doing. I'm just not randomly just throwing out some stuff. See, you different. I'll be watching your stuff. I'm like, damn, Cookie don't stop. She popping out this shit like right and left.
Well, not as of lately. I haven't. I mean, I'm a few episodes in for season four, but again, I'm somewhere between we're ready for season four, but also I'm still that rest is still calling. So I think there's a battle right now. Like, you ready for the season to start, but are you ready? Is it time? You want to be ready for it just because it's time for the season to drop. You can spend a little if you need a couple of more weeks to stay in meditation and stuff like that, but do that. Cause I'm a fan of rest. I'm a fan of breaks. I don't care. I break.
I struggle with breaks. So it's been a struggle for me.
Mandy brought that up I gotta add this at the Women in Radio conference because typically they say don't take a break. Like David Shands, I don't believe in breaks.
Yeah.
But Mandy from Horrible Decisions, she was on a panel and she was like, a lot of times some of y'all run out of content because you don't take a break. You need to take a break. Go be around some people. Go live. Get off social media. Go be around your crazy family members. Go be around your friends. You'll have some content. So I was so grateful to hear somebody like her who's bossed up and just then took this podcast thing to another level saying sometimes y'all do need to take a break and you do need to go live to have something to talk about. Because you can't just keep saying the same shit all the time. Like self-care. How many times you going to say self-care and mental health per episode till it's like, baby, you ain't got nothing going on, do you? You literally, you don't do shit. You don't go outside. You don't interact. You don't have a life because you can only keep saying self-care and mental health so many times. And unless it's a mental health specific podcast, you have to go live your life and have experiences to share with people. So
you're the reason I took a break. Yeah, you're the reason I took a break. Like I literally listened to your last podcast in November. And you were like, this is the last for the season. I'm taking a break, blah, blah, blah. I was like, shit, I want a break. The next week, I recorded. This is my last episode.
It's so much going on in the world. Y'all gonna still be here? Y'all want me to keep going? Then my shit be dry as hell and it be raggedy because I'm forcing it? No, sometimes I'm gonna take a break. And then when you're solo, you don't have a co-host. So, I mean, solo podcasting is a different ballgame.
It is. How do you... So, when you decided to sit there and pick you and choose you. And I, all right, I'm gonna do this dry January and I'm gonna focus on me and maybe I might not show up to different things. How did you feel with the fallout of that? Because sometimes when you are in that season where you're like, I'm not dealing with people's approval or I'm not sitting there being a puppet.
Go to hell.
The reaction be off the charts. How do you deal with that?
When I tell you somebody came up to me at an event that I was emceeing, who I pitched to be at the event, asking me, I think that was a moment for me. When you come to me asking me, are we going to be friends today? And I've had no beef with you. I realize that's an internal thing. That's something going on. There's an amount of attention that you're not getting from me right now. There is a way that you're expecting me to show up for you in this season that's unrealistic when I've made it clear what I'm doing. I learned that with me, my energy, the biggest thing I hear from folks is, I love your energy. I love your energy. I used to think that was a compliment. It's no longer a compliment. It's not, because you're trying to pull for me, but you're not making any deposit. I mean, you're taking with energy withdrawals. You're not making any deposits, and you don't understand that's draining. I've had folks that only call me to dump drama on me. Taking in folks' drama is draining, because especially when you feel things deeply, because now I'm mad for you. I got an attitude for you. I don't even know the other side of the story. You might also be the problem, but here we are. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like that you have almost like a certain freedom now in living your truth unapologetically. Like, is it freeing for you? Like when you sit there and be like, I ain't worried about these motherfuckers. I'm about to sit there and say whatever I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do. How does that feel? Like, how does that feel for you?
I'm on it more this year than I've ever been. Sometimes we say it and it's cool until a situation pops up that tests you. But again, going through a layoff, that's number one. Okay, going through a layoff and still trying to put this platform together, going through a layoff, being at your low moments and having people only deal with you if they can benefit. I think that when you realize that everybody don't like your ass, they like what they can get out of you. And if they cannot get anything out of you, you're not going to hear from them. They're not going to be in your space. So once you fully understand that, it's like, I don't owe nobody shit. If I feel like showing up to this event, I will. If I feel like answering your phone calls, if I have the bandwidth, I will. If I want to. I'm not going to answer because it's ringing. I'm going to answer because I want to. That's a game changer. I'm not showing up because you asked. I'm going to show up if I feel like it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, if I want to, I will. Not because you asked me. We got to be really locked in. So, right. And also I think that alone time is important. Too many people don't like the sound of their own voice. They don't like them four walls. They don't like none of that shit. You have to be okay. You're never going to know what's going on or how you need to move next or who's who if you don't sit your ass down sometimes and just listen.
Yes.
Get you some prayer life about you, because I definitely had to, because as I was like, look, I don't know what's next for me. I'm definitely going to be dry all month. We're going to see what happens with me being dry. I'm definitely not going to anything this month. We're going to see what happens when I skip a few events. I started getting clarity. So yeah, there is a certain, but also we're in our 40s now too. So there's a certain type of freedom that comes with your 40s that.
For real.
It's a game changer. You just don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love 40s.
I didn't know that was a secret sauce. Like I can't believe I was struggling in the 20s and 30s like I was. It is the secret sauce for real. And I try to tell people that when they're around 30 now, I'm like, you'll see.
I love it. It's the last year of my 30s. I'm like, girl, welcome to the step into the best. This is the best place. I wouldn't go back to my 30s for nothing. The freedom that comes with your 40s is like, and it's a freedom with imperfections. Again, I've gone through it this year. I've gone without. I've gone trying to figure out what my next move was. Forget after figuring out where I was going to work, where are you going to live? Now we got to get up out this space. We got to do this. We got to make some changes. We got to downsize. I still want to be comfortable. Like so much went on with me and there were people that were not there for that moment. So when you go through them low moments, you pay attention to who's there and who's not. And I've learned my biggest thing is that people will create issues and tension with you when they're not getting access to you. And it ain't even access because you don't want to be around them. I'm trying to figure out this next phase of my life, what this chapter looks like. I'm being called to change in certain ways. So I got to figure out what this means and what it looks like. I don't have time to play with you. And you need to be grown enough to recognize sometimes people don't want to deal with y'all. Not because they don't love you, it's because they don't have the capacity. People have to live their own lives. And I think that us as creatives, people see us in a certain way if they've had access to us before. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, folks not check on me at all. Like, I'm ready to... You been on the podcast already? You ain't asked how. We ain't had a genuine interaction outside of Instagram, but you're trying to see when's the next time you can come capitalize off this. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. What are we talking about? And what also I've noticed is that when I've gone through these things and people have been waiting to see when the new season's going to start saying, come on, I'm like, but y'all have platforms that I've not been invited on yet. Mm-hmm. That 2 + 2 ain't equal to nobody's 4 now. That's another thing that's freeing. Sometimes you realize people want to attach themselves to what you got going on, but they don't want you in front of what they got going on. Why?
And what? Yeah, I'm about to say the same thing. Why?
Why would you hit me up? If I hit somebody up, I don't think I've ever hit anybody up to come on their platform because they have a platform. I've always invited them on mine. And I would think that if you would want me on yours, you would ask me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just...
Simple as that.
It's real simple. So even that was a thing. Even that, it's just like, girl, these people won't to benefit. Because, you know, if I rock with you, I'm going to promote the hell out of you. People do know that.
Yeah.
Everybody don't want to show. We have a scarcity mindset, even within the creative community, where you're scared to show somebody love. It's like, are you scared you're going to lose your audience? What is it? Because folks can like multiple people. Somebody can enjoy me and enjoy you at the same time. It takes nothing differently. We're two different people.
It's two different platforms. It's two different ways of doing things. You can listen to more than one podcast. Like I'm not competing, and I always tell that to people. I'm not competing with other podcasters. I'm competing with Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, like all the streaming platforms. Like I'm competing with them for as far as that source of just viability. Give me like the most unexpected thing about living out unapologetically. Like, what's something that you've learned from this experience that you didn't think that you was gonna, that it's happened to you, that now you like, hell yeah, this is how I live my life.
I've always done what the hell I want to do. I've been a free spirit my whole life, so I've never been like somebody that's been a caged bird and all of a sudden I'm free. I've always unapologetically been Cookie. It's layers to it. I'm a Gemini, so I got like 3 different personalities. You don't know which side of me gonna show up. But that's just been me my whole life. What I do know is living your life unapologetically, what I've always known is that it makes people that don't live in their truth uncomfortable. People like me, they come around, I'm gonna say what I wanna say. I'm not really gonna filter myself. I'm gonna be high energy. If I feel like singing, if I feel like dancing, if I feel like being goofy, I don't come out to perform. People don't always embrace that at all. They don't embrace it because they can't do it. Sometimes people, when they see you operate within a certain freedom, they simply can't. They don't care for you that much. Are you doing too much? Are you extra and over the top? So that's my thing. And also being unapologetically myself, I can a lot of times tell when other folks are not. I call shit out, which I'm trying to get better about that. And what I also learned about being unapologetically yourself is because everybody else isn't, you gotta tone it down sometimes. Like, you ain't gotta call everything out.
Yeah, sometimes I peep stuff and I don't say nothing, but I have my eye on it, like,
I speak on it. And I'm trying to get better this year about not speaking on things. Everything in your head ain't gotta come out. You ain't gotta draw attention to everything, Cookie. Like, let folks live in whatever little fantasy world they in. So I'm learning. You don't have to speak to every damn thing. I talked about boycotts and why people need to understand why they're important, because there were some influencers that was like, you know, like saying they have deals with certain companies that might be under the umbrella of a corporation that's, you know, boycotted. And I can tell people felt the way when I was like, if you're an influencer and you didn't tell people to vote, so you allow this administration to get in the place they in. You didn't do your part. Not saying you could have changed the outcome, but you didn't want to come off too political. But now look, You know, now look at, now you worried about a boycott. You should have been worried about a vote. So that goes back to it, y'all. If you didn't use your platform, whether you're an influencer or a podcaster, to encourage people to exercise their constitutional right and go to the polls, do not complain about the aftermath if it's hitting your pockets. You have no place to complain when you didn't use your influence to tell your people to, that's all I'm saying. So I'm like, did I need to say that? Actually, yeah, I did.
You did.
In that moment,
you're living your truth.
I understand that being unapologetically yourself, you're going to speak with a certain truth that's going to make people uncomfortable and it's going to piss them off, because how dare you? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily go around trying to flip tables now. I used to. I don't necessarily want to go around ruffling feathers, but some uncomfortable truths have to be put out there about how some of us operate. And yeah, if I'm the vessel to do it, so be it. You just going to have to be mad.
Yeah. Hell, Jesus flipped tables.
You can block me though, but you can always hit that. Y'all don't be hitting that unfollow button when y'all be in y'all feelings though. That's my thing. If you in your feelings, hit the unfollow button, hit the block button, but you can't because you nosy. We can't because you nosy.
All right.
You know, well, who you learn from.
Uh-huh. You're right. You're right. Look, all right, so this, we're at the last segment. It's about damn time. You know how it goes. You know the show. You know how it goes. So Cookie, what is it about damn time for people to start doing to living their truth unapologetically?
It's about damn time for folks to sit with themselves and unpack their demons. A lot of the issues we have with people is projection. A lot of us are not real about the internal battles that we have. So we carry them into our friendships, our romantic relationships, our work environments. And you're pushing some things on people that ain't got shit to do with them. It's about damn time you clean out your dirty bag for real, and look at why you move the way you move.
Mm-hmm.
Work on your shit. It's about damn time for you to work on your shit before you start trying to interact, do business, create, fall in love with people.
That's real. Could have said it better myself. See, I told you was the person for this. See, I told you. I love this conversation, man. Come on, like, tell everybody where to find you.
You guys can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, The Dirty Bag Podcast. The Dirty Bag Podcast. On all platforms, except for Facebook. I don't do a Facebook. You just got to do AE. I don't know why. Facebook is like, I'm a first generation Facebooker. I've had that page since I was a junior in college. So it's just hard for me to convert it to anything else. But I mean, I still be speaking my truth on there. So y'all want to find AE Brown on Facebook? You can. I'll let y'all come over there. Some of y'all. But yes, The Dirty Bag Podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
All right. I love it. I love it, man. Thank you so much for coming. It's been a long time coming. And the next time you're on here, it won't be so long. It ain't gonna be a couple years, you know?
Hey, y'all, tell him I'll be in his city. Tell him to quit playing.
Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.